USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New federal data says the United States is dealing with a spike in coronavirus cases. The daily case average now at 78,500. That's a 23% jump in the last 2.5 weeks. Among the states dealing with a spike of 10% or greater over the last 2 weeks include cold weather places like Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, and Michigan, but even some warm weather states are seeing a spike, such as Arizona and Arkansas. Closing arguments are taking place in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The 18-year-old claims he killed two rioters and looters and injured another in self-defense last year during the riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jurors will get the case after closing arguments. The judge is allowing lesser charges to be considered in one of the three shootings, and he dismissed a lesser weapons charge against Rittenhouse. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
President Biden is continuing to call on the House and Senate to approve his Build Back Better plan, which he argues will help the American economy. Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox and Friends he believes that this plan may actually get through the House because he doesn't trust the moderate Democrats.
Every single, you know, crazy leftist agenda idea that's gone to Congress, they voted for. They voted with a progressive. So I don't know if there's any moderate Democrats left. They may say they're moderate, but they don't vote moderate. They vote with a progressive wing. And so I'll be very surprised if this thing doesn't pass, at least through, you know, the House.
President Biden is highlighting a new executive order aimed at improving justice and public safety for Native Americans. He helped open a virtual tribal nations summit at the White House and said it's long overdue. The president also saying the United States must do more to support the dignity and sovereignty of tribal nations. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Calls for Cuban freedom are ringing out across South Florida as protesters are expected today on the communist island. Speaking from Miami's Freedom Tower, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the Cuban regime is a cancer that has grown across portions of the Western Hemisphere.
Here we are a whole generation after the defeat of the Soviet Union, after the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe, and you still have Marxism, totalitarianism.
DeSantis also saying he feels the Biden administration needs to do more.
I think that they're missing a historic opportunity to be able to make common cause with people who just want to be able to live in freedom, want to be able to have a voice in the public affairs of their country, and want to move beyond this communist dictatorship.
A country is beginning to lock down all of its unvaccinated citizens over the age of 12.
The Austrian government has started a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people to combat rising coronavirus infections and deaths in that country. The move prohibits unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Week 10 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Los Angeles Rams. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.